Hey guys, this is Britton from Emerald Pacific, and coming at you today to talk a little bit about social media, and specifically some new information that has come out about social media and some of the top social media platforms that were identified through 2016. So you guys may or may not be aware of an organization called the Pew Research Center. And basically what they do is they put together the numbers and the metrics for all kinds of different things. And in this case, it has a little bit to do with social media and what kind of social media people were using, who were the people that were using it, for how long, for whatever reasons, and so on and so forth. Because with social media, when you consider social media, it's such a huge field to work with. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's LinkedIn, there's Instagram. There's all kinds of different social media channels that you can use. And there's a ton of different people on all these different platforms, and it can be a little confusing trying to figure out what social media should I be using, and specifically what social media should I be using for my company, or for my business, or for whatever sales model that you're implementing. So I would love to talk about what the Pew Research Center identified in their report, and look at the top five social media sites that you should consider if you're looking to use it for your company or for your business. So the first one that was identified is Facebook. And this is something, it's obvious that Facebook is going to be a pretty big platform. It has a little over a billion users. I shouldn't say a little over a billion, there's a lot over a billion. I think it's like 1.5 or 1.6 billion people that use Facebook alone. And it's no wonder that with so many people that are on Facebook, why companies advertise on it and why it should ever be a consideration for your marketing mix or for your mix of promotions and mix of ad dollar. So there's a little more to Facebook than the fact that there's 1.6 billion people. So the Pew Research Center identified that about 80% of women and 75% of men are on Facebook. And these numbers are out of everyone that's online. So consider that 80% of women that use the internet and 75% of men that use the internet are using Facebook. But that isn't really enough information to act on, or it doesn't really give us like a clear direction of what we can do with Facebook. So we'll try to narrow it down a little bit. So a little bit more information, we can narrow down that about 80% of these individuals that are men and women are between 18 to 49. So that's cool, but that's still such a broad amount of people that there's not really anything that we can implement or act on. So we're going to dive a little bit further, and there is an additional statistic that the Pew Research Center put together, and it was actually the amount of people that use Facebook and then eventually convert over and start using other social media. I don't remember the exact figure off the top of my head. I know it's on my digital marketing page on Impact Design, but I want to say it's something crazy, like 40 or 50% of the people that start using Facebook eventually use something like Twitter or Instagram, and basically they convert over to other bits of social media. So why this is important is if you start a story on Facebook, for example, and maybe you're putting together a new branding initiative or a new advertising campaign, you can guarantee that people that are using Facebook are probably using a different service. And if the information is correct, if I'm correct in like remembering what that looks like, if it's like 40 or 50% of people that convert over to like different social media, you can easily start a story on Facebook and then do what's known as remarket to people on different social platforms. So you can continue the story from Facebook and convert it over and make it relevant on Instagram or make it relevant on Twitter or YouTube and so on and so forth. So moving on, the second social media that you should consider for your business is Instagram. And Instagram is one of those new platforms that has been on the rise over the last couple years, along with like Snapchat as well, that based on research, that about 32% of any adults online are using Instagram as a form of social media. And primarily they're using it to like upload and edit photos and now videos for friends and family to see and interact with. what's interesting is out of all these people that are on Instagram, the information shows that anyone between the ages of 18 to 29 are the primary market that's using Instagram, that it's about 59% of anyone 18 to 29 is using Instagram as their normal medium of social media. And this is compared to, I think, like 15 or 20% in the other age groups. So 18 to 29, or we can probably just consider them millennials at this point, that they're primarily the ones that are using Instagram. So what does this tell us? So what I get out of it is the 18 to 29 age range may be a more visual demographic to advertise to. That maybe they pull on like visuals a little more heavily compared to text or other forms of media. So I see it as an opportunity of putting together amazing visuals and putting together an amazing story with the proper cinematography and the proper photography, and being able to captivate on your story and being able to kind of tell a pretty incredible story through visuals. And one example that I'll throw out there is REI. So if you look at REI's Instagram, it's all about going out and exploring, be out in the wilderness. And this is all by design, that REI is using the visual of being outdoors to sell their brand and sell their product. There's no use putting up, you know, photos and videos of like their different products and just kind of demonstrating, be like, you know, here's our product. It's more effective to be able to turn around and show people that are actually out and exploring and using their products for something other than just buying them. So I would say a great example to look at how to use Instagram effectively, definitely take a look at REI. See what they're doing. It's definitely working. They have like over 1 million people that are following them on Instagram. So obviously what they're doing is right. So definitely take a look at them and consider them as an example as you're getting an Instagram. So the third social media platform that I was a little intrigued about, I didn't expect this group to be so high on the list, but number three was Pinterest. So Pinterest is an interesting animal. So the idea behind Pinterest is to basically pin up like ideas for different things. So it's kind of like a DIY kind of a social media where people go and they pin different things on their board, like for weddings, for parties, and, you know, arts and crafts and all that good stuff. And surprisingly, about 31% of online adults are using Pinterest. So obviously it's prominent. A lot of people are using it. But out of people that are using Pinterest, it's primarily made of women. So one thing to consider is a lot of the products are probably going to be a little bit more on the feminine side, or maybe it's something that is multi-gender in a way to where ideally you want to be presenting your products in a way that a woman would be using it. And not really saying it from the perspective that you should only be targeting women, but consider that most of the population are women and they're using Pinterest as a way to put together ideas and put together different ways they can bring things together to make a pretty cool project. So if you consider promoting your product or your service on Pinterest, I would personally recommend making sure that you're fitting it into a bigger scope and a bigger scheme of things. So it should be contributing to some kind of party that someone might be putting together, or maybe like a wedding, or, you know, so on and so forth. And one great example of a company that's using Pinterest effectively is Target. So I was randomly going through Pinterest and I was like, you know, surprised that Pinterest is so high on the list. So I wanted to see, you know, how are people actually using Pinterest effectively? Is there any valuable information that I can provide to the blog and to the podcast? So what I noticed that when I was going through Target's Pinterest page, that they had a lot of different boards related to like back to school shopping, to outdoor activities, movie nights. And I was looking and it was posts of things that are curated together. So it was Target basically putting together all these different products and presenting it as a solution to the big problem. So if you're putting together some kind of event or some kind of thing that you're going to need a lot of products, Target was presenting their solutions as the whole solution instead of being part of the solution. And I think this is what's the most important thing about using Pinterest, is making sure that you're not giving a piece to the puzzle, you're actually fitting it into the broader scheme of things. So it's actually a solution that you're presenting to the customer instead of a piece that may or may not fit with what they're looking to do. So if you consider using Pinterest for your marketing or for any kind of promotion, make sure you're presenting your products within a solution, that you're solving someone's problem by putting all these products together and presenting it as, hey, you can come to my shop or come to my business and get everything you need to solve your problem or solve what you're trying to put together. So moving on to number four, it's not surprising to me that LinkedIn is number four, and it's such a prominent social media, because at this point, I'm pretty sure all of us are aware that LinkedIn is primarily used for going online and interacting with other professionals in your field, or maybe outside of your field. So LinkedIn tends to be the source for anything related to your job, anything related to professional posts, and so on and so forth. Which, compared to Facebook, where Facebook is all about, you know, interacting with your friends and your family and doing all that kind of fun stuff, LinkedIn is more about the serious scheme of things and more about your job and more about, you know, looking for maybe different people to recruit to your business, so on and so forth. So it isn't a surprise that the demographic for LinkedIn is pretty equal across the whole board. You see an equal amount of people, 18 to 29, that are using it. You know, anyone that's 30, maybe up to like 40s and 50s. And even between like males and females, that is a pretty equal distribution across the whole entire board. Males to females on, you know, different age ranges. So looking at LinkedIn, it doesn't really make much sense to look at LinkedIn as a platform to look for a specific group of people as far as demographic information goes. However, I see LinkedIn as a means of being able to sell business-to-business services. So if you look at how LinkedIn is as a platform, it's all about business. It's all about going on there, interacting with other professionals, and maybe striking up some deals. So I see it that if you're not advertising on LinkedIn a business-to-business service, that you're doing yourself a disservice. That any kind of business-to-business offering or service should definitely be promoted on LinkedIn, because that's what people's frame of mind are going to be when they're on LinkedIn. They're already looking to interact with other business folks and with other professionals. So if you can present your solution or your service as a solution on LinkedIn, pull those people in, it's more likely that you'll convert them in the sales or get some kind of revenue from it. And just consider this for a moment. How many of you guys out there, if you're selling a business-to-business service, how many of you take time out of your day to cold call people or cold call different companies trying to find whoever your key decision maker is? It can be pretty difficult. You can go out there and try to communicate with these people, but you don't really know if they're the key decision maker. You don't know if they're like the primary stakeholder you should be talking to. And it can take days, it can take weeks, trying to find the right person to sell your service to. Imagine if you're able to take all that time back and invest it into something like LinkedIn, where you already know those key decision makers are on LinkedIn, and it's going to be a lot easier trying to find them and trying to build that rapport with them, and getting a little more information about the person who's actually making the decisions before engaging in that conversation and trying to build that rapport with them. So with LinkedIn, definitely a platform you want to use for like business to business. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So the last one, number five, is Twitter. And in recent times, Twitter has been kind of a tricky platform to try to conquer, because there's a lot of different ways people use Twitter. So there's people that use it for solely personal use. There's some people that use it for business. And there's kind of this weird hybrid of people that use it for both personal and business reasons. So it can be a little tricky trying to figure out, okay, should I present my B2B solution on Twitter to people? Is this something that can, you know, present like a consumer product to people on Twitter? It can be pretty tricky. So instead of thinking about like Twitter as a platform, let's kind of look into what the statistics say about Twitter and who's using it. So we're able to identify through the Pew Research Center that about 24% of online adults use Twitter currently. And it's a pretty even split between men and women, so we don't have to, you know, point that out. We do notice that about 36% of people that are 18 to 29 use Twitter. So that can be a little helpful, trying to narrow down what exactly we want to put across. And looking and seeing it's about 20% of folks that are aged 20 to 64. And I know that's a broad range. I basically just like converged all of them. I was like, all the numbers are so similar that you might as well just throw out 20%. So at this point, let's dive a little deeper into Twitter and how it's been used recently. So in recent times, we see Twitter as kind of the news breaker in a way. That's where you get a lot of your breaking news. From what I personally use Twitter for and what I've seen others using Twitter for, they usually advertise like their blog posts and articles, you know, different opinion columns. I know New York Times is a big one that use Twitter for a lot of their columns that they advertise. So I would say that when it comes to Twitter, this may be more of a platform for like the personal blogger or the kind of business that rely on blogs or podcasts as a way of displaying information and getting some kind of ad revenue from it. So when it comes to Twitter, I see it more as a means of advertising like your blog or any kind of news article or column. In turn, trying to bring in readership and bring in customers to read what you have to say and trying to earn a little bit of that advertising revenue from the amount of people that are engaging with your story. And another thing that Twitter is amazing to use for specifically is handling any problems or any kind of complaints that customers have. So a lot of the times people are going to Twitter to complain about a business not doing something right, about a company that, you know, came out on an initiative that they're strongly against. And in recent times, I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen the hashtag delete Uber. And this is exactly what I'm talking about, where a lot of times people are going on Twitter to complain, and then they end up starting a hashtag or starting some kind of topic to try to round the troops, as you will, and try to get people to combat a company for any kind of malpractice or any kind of terrible service. So when it comes to Twitter, we can advertise, you know, columns, articles, and so on and so forth. But Twitter is more prominent for dealing with these problems and dealing with any kind of complaints that people come in. So I see it more as like a PR kind of a use for Twitter, that it's important to track Twitter for any kind of topics that people are talking about in regards to your company or your business, you know, or your service. So Twitter is going to be a lot more effective for engaging with your customers and making sure that you can remedy the issue that's at hand or something that's emerging, trying to douse the flames before they get any higher. So with that, that's basically the top five social media platforms and their different uses that you can think about and try to implement in your company. And with that being said, I'd love to hear some of your guys' thoughts about social media platforms. What do you currently use as far as social media marketing and platforms? What do you find has been effective for you? So I would love to hear your opinions, whether it's commenting on the podcast, or there is going to be a blog post that accompanies this podcast as well. So if you go to impactdesign.com, under the blog, there's going to be a little blog post that you can read a little bit more of my synthesized thoughts and comment a little bit and let me know what you think. Or you can send me an email at Brenton@impactdesign.com. And I would love to continue this conversation. Let me know where you've seen social media be effective, or maybe areas of opportunity that you've identified and want to improve in your social media marketing and how you get your message and your brand across to you, your clients and to your customers. Other than that, I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. And also, if you want to continue with the podcast, with the blog posts, and make sure that you're up to date when they come out. I did just start an email list. So on impactdesign.com, if you go to the actual blog post, I have a sign-up sheet now. So you can go there, you can sign up for future podcasts and blog posts, and I look forward to hopefully having you guys sign up for that. I'd love to continue all these conversations. Always let me know if you have any ideas or any kind of insight about future topics that you'd like me to talk about. Otherwise, I enjoy talking to you guys today, and I look forward to chatting a little more soon.